Next, that is colon karma. The most vital characteristic feature of this tissue is that their cell wall is thickened at the corners with cellulose and pectin. These are also living cells with nucleus and cytoplasm. They present below the epidermis in stem and leaves. And finally, they provide mechanical support to the plant. The third and the last one, that is sclerenchyma. These are composed of dead cells with no nucleus and cytoplasm. Here, intercellular spaces are also absent. Here also, cell walls are thickened due to deposition of lignin. They are present in stem, veins and midrib of leaves. And like colenchyma, they also give mechanical support and rigidity to plant. So these all are simple permanent tissue as well as supporting tissue. Now the second one, that is protective tissue. Now protective tissue, here the cells have thick wall and they are found in the surface of root, stem and leaves. For example, the cork cells that are present in the bark contain a chemical called suberin. It makes the wall, or rather the cell wall, impervious to gases and water. Another one thing that we have all known, that is cuticle present above the upper epidermis of leaves, that gives protection against loss of water and mechanical injury. So these are protective tissue. And the third one, or the last one, that is the conducting tissue. Xylem and phloem, these are conducting tissue, which together known as vascular tissue. Why? Because it provides a passage for water and dissolved materials to move up and down in the plant. Now, what are xylem? Xylem and phloem both are under complex tissue. What is complex tissue? We all know that simple tissue is made up of one type of cells, whereas complex tissue consists of more than one type of cells and they work together as a unit to perform a specific function. Now, what are xylem then? Xylem and phloem, as I have already told, that form the vascular system of a plant. They are present in stem, roots and leaves. Xylem is present in all parts of plant and it is composed of four types of cells, that is trochea, trochites, xylem parenchyma and xylem fiber. The main function of xylem is conduction of water and minerals from the root upward to stem and leaves. Now, how we can determine the age of a tree? By counting the rings. Those are annual rings, which actually are the xylem rings. Next, phloem. Now, phloem helps in translocation of food prepared by leaves to various parts of plant. It also composed of three types of living cells, that is sieve tube, companion cell and phloem parenchyma, and phloem fiber, that is the dead one. Now, have a look in the book, that is page number 22, the diagram of the phloem. Here it is given the sieve cell, that is the middle portion. There, just have a look that there is no nucleus. So, the activity of the sieve cell is totally done or controlled by companion cell, which contain nucleus. And after companion cell, the next layer known as phloem parenchyma. And in between the sieve cell or sieve tube, there are perforated some cell-like structure present in between known as sieve plate. So this is all about the conducting tissue, xylem and phloem. Next, we will discuss about the animal tissue. Animal tissue again further classified into four types: epithelial tissue, muscular tissue, connective tissue and neural tissue. Now first we will discuss about epithelial tissue. Epithelial tissue consists of thin, closely packed cells. See in the diagram that there are no intercellular spaces between them. They are so packed without any space. They cover the body externally and form the lining of various internal body organs and cavities.